Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's working by William Murphy. You got to see it in the ground. This is Evangelist Bernard's song. She says this is her anthem. She's going to play it and play it. So God bless that this touches my spirit. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, this Wednesday. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version. You can find it in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and we have early Sunday morning prayer. Say early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's a corporate prayer where everybody is invited. So come out and pray along with us that Sunday, every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific time, California time. So whatever zone you're in, you can know what time it is there. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive messages. And we appreciate, we truly appreciate, God knows we appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and with Evangelist Agent Bernard and me that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. We're very grateful to you and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for leading y'all here to this broadcast. And we just praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Don't in the chat room, in the Twitter, the Facebook, all over that you listen or you call in. We're so grateful. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. He's been giving us a rhema word every day. We've been on it 27 months, almost two and a half years we're going into, and the Lord has been faithful and with his people calling in. To encourage our founder and host, Evangelist Agent Bernard. We need to encourage her and keep her lifted up. Ooh, glory, head up, boss. So that she will know that it is the working of the Lord and it's marvelous in her eyes. So with no further ado, we're going to turn it over to our founder and host, Evangelist Agent Bernard, all the way in New Orleans, her hometown. Evangelist Agent Bernard is yours.
Amen, amen, Sister Ruby. I always chuckle when Sister Ruby say, all the way in New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen, amen. Truly, it's a blessing to be home. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. And it's a greater blessing to be a child of the King. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you're a child of the King, hey, you have some special privileges, huh, that other people just don't get. Ah, I bless him today. I bless him today. I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, I'm like the weeping prophet. I'm always weeping. I'm always crying. Because, you know, when you think about how good and how gracious God is, something well up in the inside. Amen. You know, you can just think on many things that God delivered you from. You can just think on your humble beginnings. You can think on how the devil tried to kill you when you were in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. And therefore after, he even tried again and again and again. The Bible says he's asked, as the prophet has preached on yesterday, he asked a roaring lion. That's how he comes. And he comes seeking whom he may devour. And that's why we got to fortify ourselves, people of God. And we fortify ourselves by humbling ourselves. Amen. That don't make you a coward. That don't make you weak. Amen. When you humble yourself, you say, Lord, I'm not taking matters into my own hand. I'm going to let them walk on me today. I'm going to let them spit on me today. We got to be like Jesus. Amen. He took it like a champ. It's not easy to take abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse. Any type of abuse is abuse, and it's not a comfortable feeling. Oh, but I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for this topic. Even as we delve further into this topic, I'm seeing things in a different light. I'm seeing things, differently. And I know if I want the blessings of the Lord, if I want to have David's testimony where in Psalms 23 he said, surely goodness and mercy, surely, it's going to follow me. If you want goodness and mercy to follow you, I dare you to walk in humility. I dare you to humble yourself. Oh, glory, I ain't getting into nothing because we got a marvelous speaker. We have a capable, anointed man of God that has been with us for quite some time. And I tell you, we may not hear him on the line every day. Amen, but he's working behind the scenes. Hey, hallelujah. William Murphy say, it's leaning in his direction. He said, there's some seed. I got a seed in the ground. This man of God has some seeds in the ground, and he's sowing every day into the lives of others. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure today. Amen. We may have to continue on with this subject. This is a powerful subject. Amen. The power of humility. Amen. So it gives me great pleasure that he doesn't need an introduction. He's family, like Pastor Hamilton would say. Family, we love and appreciate you. Amen. So I want to tell a man of God, he's family, and we love and appreciate him. So we're going to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Minister Liberal Democrat. Amen. Out of Los Angeles, California, and around the globe. Amen. Amen. God bless you. He'll open up with the word of prayer and come in whatever way the Lord lead him. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. The power, amen, of humility. Amen, amen. This is a good lesson, amen to God. Amen. As we were praying about this, I said, Lord, amen. You say be humble, but you said powerful at the same time.
Come on.
I said, Lord, you're going to have to teach this thing, Holy Ghost. You're going to have to show me how can I be powerful, amen, and humble at the same time. And then he gave us something, and he said, no, I don't want you to be powerful. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. I want you to be humble, and then you will see the power. Amen. So we're going to get into that. Amen. I'm just excited about the lesson, how God was teaching this thing, and how God put on the woman of God heart for us to, amen to God, to, amen, study this lesson. Amen to God. Amen. There's power in humility. There's power, amen, in humility. So amen to God. As we get ready to go before the throne of grace, I want us to just, amen to God, begin to just think about that, about humility and what that means to you and whatnot in your life right this second. Amen. Because it's not a coincidence that the woman of God said, amen to God, we're going to be talking about humility. That means, amen to God, that, well, we're going to get into this thing, amen to God. I'm hearing sirens around me and whatnot, so the adversary don't want this thing going on. But hallelujah, anyhow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, amen to God, for every caller, amen to God. We thank you, amen to God, for those who are in here, amen to God. And amen to God, even for that principality, amen, we speak to it even now. We say, yes, we see you, we acknowledge you, amen to God, and we cancel your assignment before we even get into this thing. I cancel your assignment on the people of God that's going to catch this seed. Amen to God. I cancel your assignment when they hang up the phone. Amen to God, that they will still be blessed. Amen. Not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of God, that by them, amen to God, being humble and receiving this into their walk, into their job, into their congregation, into their spirit, that they will be victorious, that no weapon formed against them that's on this phone and that's under the sound of my voice, amen to God, that will receive this, amen, no weapon formed against you this day shall prosper. Amen. Every weapon that will be formed and come against you, amen to God, thou shalt condemn it, amen, with your tongue in Jesus' name. We speak this right now. We empower you right now that God begin to activate as we are yet preaching, as we are yet speaking, God, begin to activate in that house, in that car, in that congregation, amen to God, in that prayer group, as we are yet speaking, begin to activate this message that it comes alive in their life right this day in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere. And any time, I'm going to live so, hallelujah, God can use me anywhere, yeah. Any time, I'm going to preach so, ha, God can use me anywhere, hallelujah. Any time, I'm going to preach so, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. Anytime I'm going to work so, God can use me, anywhere, hallelujah. Anytime I'm going to work so, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. Anytime I'm going to teach so, thank you, Lord. God can use me, hallelujah. Anywhere, hallelujah. Anytime I'm going to teach so, God can use me, yeah. Anywhere, yeah. And anytime, hallelujah. Amen. I feel churchy, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to live so. Amen. God can use me anywhere. Amen. And any time. Lord, if you need to use me on the airplane, use me. Hallelujah. Lord, you need to use me while I'm walking down the street. Use me. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm in a hurry, amen to God, and it seems like I ain't got time, that I have to be somewhere else, use me. Amen, because I know that what you did for me, amen to God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son. You wasn't worried about what you had to do, but you said, amen to God, this people need me in Jesus' name. So I'm going to give them my son. So, amen to God, I'm going to live so you can use me, God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Lord, I'm going to live so you can use me anywhere, amen, and anytime. Okay. Amen. We sing and praise God. Amen. For those of you that called in, amen to God, for the overseer, amen, Evangelist Bernard, amen to God, hallelujah. Amen for the Lord putting on our heart, amen to God, this message about the power, amen, of humility. Amen. We thank and praise God for, amen, Sister Ruby Bear. Amen. Ruby Larry. Amen. The armor bearer. We know she's been holding up this line. She's been praying. She's been covering this line. We thank and praise God for the intercessors. Amen. Those of you that got various prayer lines have been covering one another. Amen. It's no coincidence that you called into this line today. Amen. We're talking about the power of humility. The power of humility. I want us to look up the word humility. Amen. Those of us, amen, that got your dictionaries, your Bible dictionaries, your Yahoo, your Google, and just look up the word humility. Amen to God. I just want us to just look at that word just for a little bit and see what it says, the definition that it says, whether you want to go in your Webster dictionary, your Google, your Wikipedia, wherever you want to go at, amen to God. And I want us to look up, amen to God, that word, amen, humility. Because it's very important that we understand, amen to God, this lesson on today, amen to God, about how there's power in humility, inside of it. Amen to God. So I want us to look that word up. I'm going to give you a little bit of time, amen to God, to look up that word humility. H-U-M-I-L-I-T-Y. Amen. So we're going to be looking up that word humility. Amen. Praise the Lord. The power of humility. Amen to God. The Bible says, amen, get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding, right? Amen. So we want to get an understanding about this thing on today, humility. Lord, why are you telling us, amen, in the midst of this day in 2014 that I have to be humble? Amen. What's that about, amen to God? What's going on with that? So I want us to, amen, read, amen, a definition for that. Go over it, amen, for a few seconds. Amen, amen. And I'm looking at one that I like and whatnot, but I want you guys to just study that and whatnot, because it's a reason that you came on the line today, amen to God, hallelujah, and that you are reading this, that you are looking at this, and that you are tuning in. Amen, amen. So the definition, amen, and we're talking about humility on today, amen to God, hallelujah, amen. They were talking about on the other day, when it got, you know, they talking about how you're going to have power. Amen, amen to God. And how are you going to fight in this day? Amen. You got to stay humble. Amen to God. Because, amen to God, when you look at the civil rights movement and you look at how, amen, their movement that they had, amen, how can you call it a movement, you begin to say, when you're getting slapped in the face? How can you call it a movement? How movement means you moving forward. But, Lord, at that particular time, those of you that came up during the civil rights era, when you turn on the TV and you see dogs getting sicked on you and whatnot, and Martin Luther King saying, amen to God, don't fight back. Amen to God, you know, because, amen to God, us not fighting back is going to speak powerful, more powerful than, amen to God, us fighting back. Amen to God. So he told all the people to be nonviolent and to be humble. Now, humble, according to these definitions and whatnot, amen, it's about your position. It's about positioning yourself and your posture lower in comparison to others. Now, this is what humility is, amen. I'm positioning myself. I'm changing my position. And again, that word I keep throwing out to y'all, G-A-I-T, amen, the gate, not the gate that you close, amen, or the door gate, but the gate that describes how your body is positioned and whatnot. And it's very important, because I believe that everybody that called in on the line on today, amen to God, that you are under attack. Because, amen to God, you have been living a certain way to the Lord. You are under attack because there's a calling on your life. You are under attack because there's a mantle on your life. And you are under attack, amen to God, because you have not given up. And because you have not given up, you have called in here and God has given you this word, amen to God, the power of humility. And when you think about the power of humility, amen, everybody that's on this line has dealt with some weights, and you got some weights in your life right now. Something very important, something very heavy is on you right now, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your job, whether it's your finances, something is weighing very heavy on you right now. Amen to God. And this is why God, amen to God, sent this message this week. I want you to talk to the people about the power in humility. Because, amen to God, if those of you that got a workplace job and whatnot, an office job or the post office job or wherever where they do a lot of lifting, they got pictures on the wall. And on the wall, amen to God, it tells you to lift weights, amen, something very heavy. They say they want you to lift with your knees first. Hallelujah, amen. Some of y'all seen that picture, right? Amen to God. Those of you, amen, that work with places like that, if you're going to lift something, amen to God. And if you don't work a place like that, you've just been told coming up. If you're going to, amen, lift a very heavy package, amen, amen, your posture. We talk about humility is about your posture, making yourself lower as opposed to those around you. It said, amen to God, amen, bend and lift with your knees first. And then get up. Now, if the world knows this example, if you're dealing with a weight, if you're dealing with something heavy, if you're dealing with something that's, amen to God, amen, it's extra heavy, it's not ordinary, if the world knows that you need to lift with your knees first, how come the saints of God don't know if you're dealing with a weight in your life right now, you got to lift with your knees first. You got to lift that weight with your knees. Somebody say, I got to lift this with my knees. God is speaking to you right now that called in, amen to God. You've been trying to lift it from talking with people. You've been trying to lift it, amen to God, amen to God, amen, trying to do it on your own. You've been trying to figure it out. But, amen to God, the revelation for you today, the rhema word for you today, you got to lift it with your knees. Because picture that financial thing. Picture that relationship. Picture that sickness as a postal package that came. And it's very heavy, amen to God. And you have to lift it because it's yours. You have to lift it because it got your name on it. Everybody that called in here today, you got a specific weight in your life that got your name on it because you have to go through that trial to get to the next level. So, amen to God, you can't throw that package away. You can't avoid that package. Amen. For this season in your life, you have to pick up that package and carry it. But Lord, amen to God, how can I carry it? It's heavy. And I'm by myself. The Bible lets us to know, amen to God, amen to God, we have to humble ourselves. And our scripture for today, a very familiar scripture we're going to be coming from is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Amen. So those you want to read that, amen to God, and meditate on that, amen, as we're talking about the power of humility. Lord, I have some heavy things in my life. Amen to God, and I couldn't move them for months and for years. I couldn't move them, and my name is on it, so I know that package ain't going nowhere until I pick it up. Amen, amen. That's your package, amen. Your prayer partner can't help you pick it up. Your pastor can't help you pick it up. Amen to God. Your friends can't pick it up because that's your package. Right? That's your situation. So God said, amen, before I move you to the next level, you got to pick up your package that I put in your life. You got to pick up that weight, amen, to God, that I put into your life. And you got to move it yourself, amen, to the next place. Because I did not bless you, amen, with all of those fruits of the Spirit. For, amen, to God, you to ask somebody else to do it. It's time for you to activate those things that I have given you, amen, to God, and bend down and lift with your knees first all the weight that you're going through and move to the next level. Even now as we are preaching this, even now as we are teaching this, somebody got that revelation and you are picking up your weight right now. You said, you know, Lord, all I had to do was pray and you would have lifted up out the way. Amen. That's what God wants you to do. Amen. This particular package that's in your life, this particular weight that's in your life, you cannot carry it. You have to lift with your knees first. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. This is the reason that this particular package, this particular weight in your life ain't went nowhere. It stayed there. It's been in your life for months now. It's been in your life for weeks now. It's been around you. And you said, Lord, amen, every time I try to push it, it won't budge. Every time I try to kick it, it won't budge. Every time I get somebody to help me, Lord, and I thought we moved it, I go back to the room and it's still there. Lord, how can I get this weight out of my house? Amen. Lord, how can I get this weight out of my destiny? Amen, amen. God is saying, amen to God, hallelujah, if you want to lift that heavy package, if you want to lift that weight out your life, amen, God is saying, amen, lift with your knees first. It's important, your posture is very important. Amen, God is concerned about your posture. Amen, when we think about, amen to God, stealth. And stealth, S-T-E-A-L-T-H, stealth, invisible. Stealth. I've been looking at the news lately, how we are at war with all these countries and how we are developing all these planes and whatnot. And again, we're talking about humbling ourselves. We're talking about this power in humility. Now, I just gave you the example, amen to God, and I hope somebody's writing these down because these are tools. Amen to God, because you've been lifting wrong. A lot of y'all got back problems now because you've been lifting stuff wrong, right? Amen. A lot of you are like, Lord, I done messed my back up because I was trying to carry this the wrong way. I lifted it up. People got hernias now, and the doctor will tell you when you lift, you got to lift it the right way. And if you ain't lifting with your knees first, you're going to mess up your body. And a lot of y'all, amen to God, you got churches on this line. You got prayer groups. You messing up your body. You messing up your prayer group. You messing up your family because you trying to lift it, amen, the wrong way without prayer, right? Amen to God. You got to wait, amen to God, and you trying to fix it in your family. You trying to fix it in your congregation. You trying to fix it in your prayer group. You trying to fix it on your conference line, but everybody in your conference line got hurt backs. Everybody in your congregation hurt back. Everybody in your prayer group hurt back, and what they spiritually, they hurting because they trying to lift it the wrong way and whatnot. Amen, they praying the wrong way, but amen to God, when they begin to pray like God said pray. Amen. God, I'm coming boldly because I'm not just saying, God, you got to do it. I'm believing that. I actually believe that I can't do it, God. I actually believe that, amen, there's no way that I can do it. I tried to move this package on my own. I tried to lift it. My back is out of alignment now. My body is out of alignment. Amen. Somebody looking on this line right now, my family is out of alignment. Somebody else said, my prayer group is out of alignment because I've been trying to lift this thing. Amen, on my own, but the Bible lets us to know. Amen, amen, God, he must increase. Amen, and we must decrease. Humility, power in humility. So then we begin to look at the word humility. It says about your posture. But then humbling yourself, making yourself invisible. When I begin to look at the news, and whatnot, and how we are fighting with these countries, and we putting all this money in planes to be invisible so we can fight. I said, Lord, the world is spending millions of dollars to become invisible so nobody can see them. And I begin to say, Lord, if the world can spend all kinds of dollars just so they can be invisible. Like, if I'm spending all that money, I want you to see me. If I'm spending money on this, amen, pair of shoes or this suit or whatever, I want you to be able to see it. But it seemed crazy to me that America would spend all this money just so you can't see it. But then I begin to see their end game. Amen to God. I'm going to spend all this money just so you can't see me, so I can win in this war pack. And if you are going through war right now, and if you're under attack right now, amen, you called into the right line because we're telling you, we're giving you a tool today. Number one, we told you, amen, how to lift things. And now we're telling you, amen to God, that, amen to God, to be humble, you must make yourself invisible. Amen. St. John chapter 3, verse 3, he must increase, being Jesus, and you must decrease. So, amen to God, if the world has this example when they fighting, and if they know, amen, amen, you can't tell me you ain't fighting, because if you are a baptized believer, Holy Ghost receiver, and you on this line right now, you definitely been under attack. So, amen to God, so if you are fighting right now, and if you are in warfare right now, amen to God, it's important, amen to God, to make yourself unseen, and that make Jesus more seen. If the military can do it, amen, we can do it. Somebody say amen, hallelujah, right? Amen. So now, I'm looking at the military, and they're spending all this money on these planes to be unseen. Millions of dollars. Billions in some cases when they're buying them overseas from the Russians and whatnot, just so they can be unseen. And I said, look, now, if they can spend that much money on a plane to not be seen, to be in battle, how much time can I spend, amen, so I can be not seen? They had to spend a lot of money for them to come up with those parts, amen, so they couldn't be seen. So that means you're going to have to spend a lot of time so when the adversary come and attack you, he won't see you, but he going to just see Jesus. Amen. We talk about the power in humility, because if he can't see me, amen, of God, I can win the battle. If he can't see me, amen, of God, I can attack him first. Amen. I can cancel his assignment. But if he sees me coming, you know your posture. We talk about your posture. Because, amen, of God, when we talk about humility and winning, amen, of God, amen, it's all about your posture. It has to be a certain way, your gait. And I always say this, amen, of God, people can tell. I don't care what you tell us how you're feeling, how you're walking, I can tell how you are. If you're walking a certain way, I can tell, amen, of God, if you are strong or if you are weak because of how your gait look, how you're walking. And, amen, of God, so now if you're in battle, amen, and you're walking a certain way and your posture is a certain way, you're going to lose because the enemy is going to see you. Don't think he can't see you because, amen, of God, in this thing and whatnot, they got called radar, amen, of God, there's something that your body emits that it bounces off of that and it can tell where you are and whatnot because of the thing they got called radar. And I can tell, amen, of God, to look at him over there. Amen. Something wrong the way he's flying. Something's wrong with that one. Amen. Or that one's by himself. Amen. God, I can see that one. And then the enemy can attack you because of their spiritual radar, because of your gait, because they can see you. But your job is to not be seen. Your job is to get so into Jesus where they can't see nobody but Jesus. They don't see you no more. They see Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Second Chronicles. Amen. Chapter 7, verse 14, very familiar scripture. Amen. Guys, we're talking about the power of humility. Humility, in other words, changing your posture so you are lowered in things that are around you. Hallelujah. Verse 14, chapter number 7. Those of you, amen, of God, that's on the computer, go to BibleGateway.com. And you can follow us on your computers, on your laptops, on your iPads, iPhones, and all that other stuff, right? Verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall what? What's that word say? Humble themselves. Again, change your position. Change your position. This is how you're going to win. This is how you get power, by changing your position. If you want to lift that weight, what you're going to do? Amen, amen, God. I'm going to lift with my knees first. I'm going to get a prayer life. Somebody said, I'm going to get a prayer life when I hang this phone up. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited, amen, about having a prayer life now. It ain't even funny. I'm like, Lord, I got a prayer life now. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. It was a time I didn't have a prayer life. I said, Lord, I ain't got time. But amen, amen, I realized if I was going to lift these packages out of my life, I was going to lift these weights out of my life, amen, I had to lift with my knees first. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 14, yes. Amen to God. It goes on to say, amen to God. He says, amen, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, amen, that means you have to do it. Something that you have to change position. Now, I know, amen to God, amen, you know, they say us men go through this. When you've been driving and you realize you're going the wrong direction, you don't want to just turn around right away because people have identified it as wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. You will keep going and keep going. But, amen to God, I don't care. You know, somebody said, well, I've been doing it this way for years. Somebody said, well, I've been living like this for years. You might be on this phone saying, Lord, I've been doing that for years. I've been acting like that, talking like that, sounding like that for years. But the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, change your position, your posture. I don't care how long you've been doing it and whatnot, that ain't working, right? Because, amen to God, your back is hurt. You hurt your back. You've been lifting those packages in your life naturally wrong and hurt your back. But just think, well, it does the same thing spiritually. If you're trying to lift these weights that's in your life, amen, of God, hallelujah, without lifting like the Bible says, amen, lift with your knees first, like that flyer on the wall. If you're not doing it, if the world tells you to do it like that and you don't do it, what you think the spiritual world will happen to you? So now, in the spiritual world, amen, of God, your church got messed up backs, bad backs. Your family got bad backs. Your prayer groups got bad backs. Amen. Everybody in your those assigned to you got bad backs, all because you are lifting wrong. Amen. Our lesson today, power of humility. When you change your position, you can lift stuff. When you change your position, you can lift stuff. So God understood this. God knew this. God said, Lord, well, I'm being attacked and whatnot. Lord, what do you mean pray? He said, no, I understand. I need to tell y'all this. Amen to God, because I love you. I need to tell y'all this because you're going to lose unless you do how I tell you, unless you fight a good boxing coach, amen, when he see you getting tagged and hit and caught. He's looking at the enemy, and he knows the enemy. And so he's looking with a point of view. He's saying, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something now. You need to change your position and whatnot. You know you fighting with your right and whatnot. He gonna always look for your right. You need to steal him with the left every now and then. So change your position. Amen. Hallelujah. Now a lot of politicians don't want to change their position because, amen, they say, well, I've been saying it like this for years, and I'm gonna look like a fake. If I change, I'm going to look like a lie. I'm going to look like, no, it means that you matured and you changed your mind. Hallelujah. Verse 14 again, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, amen, look for me. So when you change position, look for me. When you change position, this is how you get the power and turn. See, now look, now here we go. He says, humble yourself, change, get your posture changed, right? Change your posture, amen to God, hallelujah, amen, the way you've been walking, right? I can tell, amen, how saints' prayer life is, how they walk and how they gait is, right? Amen, change your position. The Bible says change your position, amen, to God, humble himself and pray, amen, start talking, start having a conversation, seek my face, start talking, and look for me. Look for me. See, this is the power of humility and whatnot. And when we begin to look at humility, when I talk about this stealth stuff, amen, amen to God, you got to get in the way where God said, if you're going to win this battle, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. When I talked about that plane earlier about being stealth, how the government pays a lot of money just to be unseen. Hallelujah. So much so wherein they begin to cover, they worry about the shape. They say, well, how come the enemy keeps seeing me? The radar keep picking you up because it's looking for a certain shape, a certain posture. And that's how they say, well, so what are you saying to me? He said, well, the radar is looking for propellers moving around. So if you can put the propellers somehow on the inside of the plane instead of the outside, they won't see you so much. What about the guns on the ship that I need to shoot with? Yeah, well, they're sticking out. You need to find out some way how to make the guns shoot from inside of the plane's wing and not be exposed on the outside. And if you can hide those things, you can be stealth and you can win this thing. So you telling me, amen to God, it's not what's on the outside that's going to take me through this fight, but you mean it's something on the inside? Amen, something on the inside. You put them bullets on the, you design your plane and put the weapon on the inside of that plane, and the weapons is still charged and armed, but they will still fight the enemy. Something on the inside will start working on the outside.
Yay.
I gotta humble myself, Holy Ghost. Ha! Come on, somebody. Amen to God. Amen. This is how God is teaching you how to fight today. Amen to God. Hallelujah. We are under attack. Amen to God. And we need to, amen to God, make ourselves unseen. John 3:3, what? He must increase, I must decrease. So in other words, if I'm going to fight, I got to learn to fight invisible. Amen to God. This is how I'm going to beat the enemy. Or somebody say, I got to fight invisible. Hallelujah. I have to fight invisible. So in other words, so radar recognizes a plane by the shape of the plane and whatnot, and it also recognizes it by the covering. They tell me, amen to God, when submarines, amen, go underwater so they cannot be seen, they tell me that they get this rubber, and they put this rubber around it. They call it, amen to God, anechoic tile rubber. So it's not no regular rubber. It's that A-N-E-C-H-O-L-I-C kind of rubber, the anechoic tile kind of rubber. And when you put that covering over that submarine, when it goes underwater, they cannot see it. So, amen to God. So when you're fighting spiritually, you need to not only change your posture, but you got to be covered. Somebody said, I got to be covered. Amen, amen. If you don't want the radar to pick you up, if you don't want the adversary to pick you up, you have to be covered. Amen to God. Amen. Not just by no regular covering. Amen. But you got to be covered, amen, like by something spiritual. Amen. You can't just have anybody praying for you or you're going to lose that battle. The radar is going to say, beep, beep, beep. Oh, there she go. I see her. She thought she was covered, but she didn't use that A-N-E-C-H-O-L-I-C kind of tile rubber. She used that, amen, that, you know, I ain't going to mess up no stores, amen. Some stores might be listening. But some of them bootleg stores, you know which ones I'm talking about. Hallelujah. They went there to get the rubber. They ain't go to the real store to get it. And when you covered like that, amen, the enemy going to see you every time, and you're going to lose every time because you don't have the right covering on you. The radar cannot see you if you covered with a certain kind of covering and if you in a certain kind of shape. Amen to God. And the devil cannot win a battle against you if you are covered and if you are in a certain time of shape. If I'm shaped in a certain way, amen, if I'm wrapped up and I'm tied up and I'm tangled up in Jesus, the devil can't get to me. If I'm covered, amen to God, all he see is Jesus. He can't even see me no more. He can't get to me. Hallelujah. God wants you to be stealth. Hallelujah. I want you to be, I don't even want to see you. Amen. The Bible tells me, amen to God, when the high priest would go into the holiest of holies, amen to God, and the altar of incense was right in front of the holiest of holies, right in front of that curtain where God's presence was. Amen. They said, amen to God, what you first got to do, amen to God, you got to smoke up the room. Amen. God said, amen to God, you will spiritually die, graveyard dead, unless you smoke up the room with those incense. Amen. They symbolize in the prayers of the saint. And the golden altar that is on symbolizing Jesus. Amen to God. He says, I want to see the golden altar that's going to be a type of Jesus. I want to see, amen to God, I want to see the smoke that can typify the saints, but I do not want to see you. Amen. Cover yourself up. I don't want to see you. Amen, amen, amen. And the high priest would smoke up the room first. Amen. Somebody say amen to God. That's like filling up the room with praises. God won't come in until you begin to praise him first. Amen. He said, enter into the gates with thanksgiving and praise. Amen to God. I'm not even going to come into your presence until you do what I told you to do. You got to humble yourself. Amen to God. Amen to God. And when you begin to humble yourself, amen, there is power in humiliation. Amen, and amen to God. When you humble yourself, when you're humbling yourself, God will come in and he will fight your battles for you.
Oh, yes.
Somebody saying, Lord, amen to God, how come you ain't come in? God saying, how come you ain't light them incense yet? How come you ain't send them prayers up yet? How come, amen, I still see you? Amen, amen to God. How come you still getting mad and whatnot? How come I still see you? How come you still acting up? How come I still see you? How come you still doing what I told you to do? How come you operating in my permissive will and not in my purpose? How come, amen, I still see you. I should not see you. I should see, amen, to God, the smoke covering you. I should see Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. How many, we talking about, amen, the power, amen, to God, of being humble. We talking about the power of it. I'm talking about, Lord, if I get power, there's going to be power, but I got to first humble myself, Lord. Amen, if I'm going to have power, amen, to God, God don't even want to see me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen to God. The Bible says, I don't care how you dress it up, there's no good thing in the flesh. And the Bible said, I hate the flesh so much, it will not even inherit the kingdom of God. Amen to God. Your flesh won't get it. Your body. body is going to stay here on this planet, but your spirit coming back to me. So amen to God, hallelujah. So I'm not concerned about this flesh, amen to God, because ain't no good thing in it. How it's imminent with God, right? But amen to God, but when you come to me, don't you show me your flesh. Amen. God said, I don't want to see it. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to see the spiritual thing. Amen. And what hides that is, amen, the prayer life. Amen to God. What hides that is the praise. Amen to God. Before you go to God, amen to God, you begin to give God the praise, and you set the atmosphere up like that high priest did. Amen. How he walked around, amen, with those rocks, amen, of incense, and put them on an altar and smoked up the whole room. And when the room smoked up, amen, to a certain level, and you couldn't see nothing in the room, then he can go in. Amen to the holiness of holies. Amen. When you got to go to that next level, amen, the guy said, Lord, I'm trying to get to that next level. Amen. Smoke up the room with praise. Hallelujah. Even where you at right now, begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Just wave your holy hand to God and change the atmosphere, amen, to God. So, amen, he don't even see you no more. You want to get blessed, amen, get invisible for Jesus. Amen. You want to get blessed, get, amen, to God. And what about get like that plane, amen, to God. They spend all that money to make it invisible. That means it's important to be invisible to win a fight. Amen, to God. Amen, to God. It's important to be invisible to win this fight against the devil. Amen, 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 somebody. Hallelujah. So we looking, amen, amen, 14. It said, amen, if my people, if it's conditional. That means this ain't going to happen unless you do it. Amen to God. Hallelujah. This ain't going to happen unless you do it. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in position. Like I said, watch them packages get lighter. Amen to God. The package didn't change. The weight didn't change. It's still in the same box. It's still the same demon messing with you. It's still the same whatever. But when you begin to lift with your knees, hallelujah, amen, it ain't so hard to carry. My back don't hurt when I carry it like this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen to God. My body don't hurt when I carry it like this. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm leaning. Hallelujah. In my direction, when I begin to lean with it, amen, instead of put all the weight like this, if I carry it like this, oh, glory, hallelujah, amen to God, my back won't get hurt. Amen. Somebody said, I'm protecting my back. Hallelujah. I'm protecting it. I'm protecting it. The body. This is the body. It's important for the body. It's a message for the body, right? Amen, amen, amen to God. We begin to carry these things, amen. There's a right way to carry heavy packages. There's a right way to carry heavy things. So we're talking about, amen, amen, of God, hallelujah, the power of being humble. Amen, of God, Lord, I'm going to be humble, Lord. There's a power. There's power in humility. There's power in humility. So I begin to look at this lesson. I said, okay, Lord, the radar picks us up by our shape, how we are postured, and by our covering. So it can tell if we don't got the right covering, we're going to be exposed. Amen. Some of us on this line right now, we are exposed, right? Amen. The devil know how to make you mad. The devil know how to make you lose battles. The devil know you are exposed. He sees your weaknesses. He sees it. He sees it because you don't have the right covering. Hallelujah, right? You don't have that A-N-E-C-H-O-L-I-C tile rubber coating on you, right? Amen, which is the anointing, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen to God, amen to God. So you are exposed right now. Somebody said, Lord, I'm tired of losing battles, so I got to have the right thing covering me. I got to be around the right people covering me because the radar can pick up when I got that cheap covering on me. The devil can pick up when you got that cheap covering. Everybody else, all the other saints just go past the devil. He can't see me in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. And they go past, and all of a sudden you go by. Hallelujah. Most gracious and eternal. Hallelujah. The devil said, wait now. Jesus I know. Paul I know, but who is you? Hallelujah. Then send you out of there naked and crazy and losing battles. So, Lord, how do I lose this one? All because you did not have on the right covering, the power of humility. Now, what is humility? Being unseen. It's very important. Hallelujah. How can I be powerful and unseen? How can I be powerful and unseen? I want y'all to look up the word rooted, R-O-O-T-E-D. Look at that word again. So we got to revisit this thing. Rooted. Because a lot of us think just because we're not seen, we're not powerful. Just because we're not seen, we're not getting the glory. Just because we're not seen. But I want you to show you that you can be powerful and not seen at the same time. People depend on you and you're not seen. Amen. Look at the tree. Amen. Now, hopefully y'all on Google and Wikipedia and your dictionaries and Yahoo, and you look at the word rooted, R-O-O-T-E-D, amen, hallelujah, or roots, R-O-O-T-S. But, you know, when I typed that word in, they kept bringing Alex Haley. I said, I don't think I want to talk about that one right now. Hallelujah, amen. I want to talk about the tree, amen, and they like the movie. So you might want to put root in. Amen, amen. And you can find definitions, amen, that we're talking about for the purpose of this conversation. So we're talking about, amen, being unseen. Humbling yourself, amen, putting others in a higher place than you so you can win a fight. So how can I be unseen and win a fight? How, Lord, how? We understand that when something is rooted, a root, amen, you'll look at the place when there's no trouble, when there's a lot of water in the place and there's a lot of greenery in the place. The roots will be on top of the ground, don't it? Hallelujah, because there ain't no threat to that tree. But if you ever find a tree where hardly no water is at, and it's got rocks around it, and it looks like a lot of dry ground, that tree going to have some deep roots. Because the roots had to go deeper, amen to God, to find some food. Amen to God, when the tree was in that greenery and whatnot, the roots was on top of the ground and it was all comfortable and whatnot and growing thick on top and you could see everything. But every now and then, when you are in some serious trouble and when you are in some serious ground, you're not going to be able to see those roots. Lord, are they saved? I ain't seen them praise you in a minute. God, are they saved? God, I didn't hear a hallelujah. But God is root in them. They are getting strong. You know what? You ain't going to see it all the time. The rooted folk, you ain't going to always see them. But amen to God, but when a prayer needs to get through and you call on them, watch God do it. Amen to God. Amen to God. If they lay hands on something, amen, watch God move. Because amen to God, if you want to see who got the deepest roots, go to a tree that got turbulence. Go to a tree that got dry ground. And it's necessary. This tree said, you know what? I got to get deep now because ain't no water around here. I'm talking to somebody on the phone. I got to get deep now. Ain't no water around here. I got to pray. Ain't no water around here. I got to get on my knees. Ain't no water. I'm the only one saved around here. I'm the only one saved in my house. I'm the only one saved on my job. Ain't no water around here. So just like that tree that's around that dry ground, I got to get deep. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. I don't care if you don't see me. I'm the one on the shut-in. I don't care if you don't see me. I got to fast. I don't care if you don't see me. I got to pray. I got to get deep. Hallelujah, amen. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Amen. I'm talking about the power of humility. Amen. When you put yourself in that ground and you put your roots in that ground, amen to God, and you decrease and you make him increase just like that tree. You look around these other trees and whatnot. Amen. Got all this grass around them. Amen. They got nice jobs and everything. They in the best health and everything is all right. Amen. They ain't got the praise seen like much as you. But amen to God, amen to God. You got hell going on in your house right now. You got hell going on in your job and in your life right now. Amen to God. You can't afford to put your roots where everybody can see them at. It's time for you to be humble and unseen and whatnot so you can get on your knees and pray and get deeper in God. Amen. People ain't going to see this. Amen. They ain't even going to believe it when I come out. Amen. But God told me, amen to God, what did he say? Be unseen. Amen. The power of humility. Amen to God. That tree and that dry ground, how can it stand so long? Ain't no water for miles. Amen. Ain't no green grass growing around this tree. How can this tree exist? Rooted. Hallelujah. He rooted. Amen. He understands. Amen to God. I'm among demons. Amen. I'm among warlocks. I'm among Jezebels. Hallelujah. I'm among controlling spirits. I'm among seducing spirits. Amen. I don't have time, amen, to show my roots. I got to get deep. Amen. Somebody, amen, I got going through the house right now, hardly receiving that in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, I'm going to start me a prayer life now. Amen. I'm going to read my Bible before I go to bed every night now. Amen. I'm going to start fasting again now because stuff going on in my world right now. Amen. I got to get deep because my atmosphere is under attack. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. In other words, amen to God, I don't want to be seen. And we're talking about power in humility. It said, I had, amen to God, he says, and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Just because something is cut off don't mean it's over. I want y'all to look up another word. It's called shoots. And y'all say he's going to have us gardening in a minute. It's called S-H-O-O-T-S. It's shoots. Uh-huh. And what are shoots? Somebody said amen. Because Jesus said, I will heal your land if you repent. Amen. But I believe I'm talking to some shoots on this line. I got some shoots on here. Look up that word, amen, shoots. Amen. To God, when a tree is cut up and ripped about the ground, amen to God, amen, it's still got those roots dangling from the bottom of it. And those roots are still alive, and they call those shoots. And you're able to cut off of them, and you can replant those shoots in the ground, and you can grow up another tree. Some of y'all shoots down here that have been knocked down. I'm talking to some shoots, amen, that lost some battles. I'm talking to some shoots on here that went through some things. But just because you got knocked down, amen to God, just because you lost a battle, the Bible tell me, Jeremiah tell me, the shoot was Jesus. Amen. They knocked him down. They killed him. But the shoot, they could not kill. Hallelujah. Yes, I lost the battle, but the shoot, I cannot die because God got something in me that's a regenerating power. I don't care what battle I just lost. It's because of the shoot. Amen, 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 amen. Somebody said, I got a shoot left in me. He ain't get all of them. Amen. God, I might have lost this battle and that one. But when they rip up the tree, they tell me that the shoots be dangling from the bottom of it. And they said, amen to God, we can still salvage it. We can make another one of them. Amen to God. And I'm telling you right now, if you lost your finances, amen, if you lost your husbands and your wives, if you lost your health, you can make another one. Hallelujah. God's going to do it again. He didn't take away everything. He said, this I'm doing, amen to God, so I can be glorified. Amen. I have to put you down in that ground so I can build some stuff, because when a root is in the ground, a root is feeding stuff. When a root is in the ground, a root is storing stuff. Amen. A root don't just feed, a root store. Amen to God. And some of y'all on this phone got some stuff stored up in you. Amen. You a shoot. Yes, you lost some battles. Yes, you done been through some stuff, but you're a shoot. You done stored some stuff up in you. You done got wisdom now. Said, yes, Lord, I done been through that, but amen to God, I done stored some food up in for this tree. Hallelujah. I done stored some stuff. So amen to God, when the adversary come mess with me, I understand, amen, the power of humility, because humility put me in the ground. Humility got me deep. Humility got me deep in the Bible. Humility got me on my knees praying. Humility got me through this. Hallelujah. The shoots. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is talking to somebody today. God wants us in this last days to humble ourselves. He said, if I will heal your land, if you do this, I will create a shoot in your life. Amen. I believe I got some shoots on this phone right now. Amen, amen, amen. Lord, I'm tired of losing battles. But amen, God, hallelujah. You help me one more game, I will replant this thing. Amen, God, where you can't see me, but all you see is Jesus. Amen. You can't even feel me, but all you feel is Jesus. I can feel God stretching out in me. I can feel God stretching out in me. I can feel him in my hand, stretching out in me. I can feel him in my hand, yeah, stretching out in me. I can feel him stretching out in me. I can feel him stretching out in me. I can feel him, I can feel God stretching out in me. I can feel him, I can feel God stretching out in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can feel him. Amen. There's power in humility. Amen. Hopefully we said something Amen. That blessed somebody. Hopefully you took a tool. Hopefully you wrote something down. Amen. Amen. He said, Lord, amen to God, if I'm going to be humble, am I lifting my packages right? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen to God. These weights have been in my life. Amen. Am I bending down my knees to pick them up? Am I using my knees? Am I using my knees to lift them? Am I stealth, Holy Ghost? Amen. Am I disappearing? Is radar picking me up? Do I got the right covering? Hallelujah. Amen to God. Do I got the right position? Am I rooted, God? Amen. Amen. Did I humble myself and get deep in that Bible? Did I get in that book? Amen. Amen. Do I got my shoots, God? Amen. I've been defeated. I've lost a lot of battles. But, Lord, can you activate my shoots? Somebody say, activate my shoots. Amen. Lord, activate my shoots. Amen. I've been knocked down like that tree. But, amen, I still got something in me. If you plant me one more time, hallelujah, I'm going to win the next one. Hallelujah. If you plant me here, oh, I'm going to win this battle. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to just touch me. One more time. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to run for you and see what the end going to be. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. Sister Ruby.
That was the word, Minister Democrat. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
That was the word. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Root, ooh, plant
yes,
me
God.
Deep.
Yes,
Lord.
God.
Yeah, plant
yes,
me
God.
Deep where enemy can't find me and see
come
me.
Come on, come on.
The word, Minister Democrat, we have quite a few on the line, so I'm going to go here. We're coming to you. Please hold on. We have one. I think I haven't had this one before, but we're going to go to a call. I don't know the number. 626-0313.
Yeah, that's Uncle William.
Oh, Uncle William. Okay, is this the same number you call on, Uncle William?
I had a different number. It was 60.
Okay.
Another
sorry
66.
About that. So go ahead.
That's okay.
God bless.
God bless you, sir. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Democrat. You blessed us today. Honestly, you touched my
Hallelujah.
Heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you know, I pray every day.
Yes, sir.
I haven't quite seen it like that.
Come on.
And to lift up in that posture, to hold up in that posture, that spiritual posture.
Yes,
is
sir.
So important. I see my prayer life is so, it's a different light now, and I thank you for that word of business. Because I would pray for some things not going right in my life, whether it's at home, whether it's on the job. And I always pray, and it always turns out right. Now I know why, because my posture was right.
Praise the Lord. All right now.
Praise God, my posture was right. And
yes,
I see what the Lord is telling Solomon there.
Yes, sir.
That he had a lot to do, and he asked him for wisdom. And God helped him through his prayer life. He said,
yes,
whatever
sir.
You ask, I'll give it. And Solomon prayed, and then the rain came. Things happened because God wants the man of God posture right.
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen, I appreciate
amen,
you.
Amen.
Amen. That's all right.
Amen.
Catch it. Like when the word come out, catch it. Amen. Each one teach one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Praise
God. Bless
God.
You. Hallelujah.
And I'm pretty sure everyone who was listening today was blessed because that was a rhema word.
All
Amen.
Right. All right. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord.
We thank you so much for tuning in. That's what's that? Dr. Singleton's uncle. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you all.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. I certainly did enjoy those words. Amen. Minister Democrat, praise the Lord. Amen. And we're still talking about that flesh.
All right.
Hallelujah. How to humble
All
it
right.
down. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. And how to get the victory.
Come on.
Over everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. That flesh don't want to humble down.
My Lord.
That we have to make it do. We have to make it come down.
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
Lord.
That's
I tell
right.
you the truth.
Hallelujah.
And the way up with God is down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. If you want to go find yourself accelerating and going up with God, you just
come on down.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Lord even hates
That's
a proud
right.
look.
Amen.
Amen,
Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah. We got to know how to handle that flesh.
Hallelujah.
It don't want to humble down.
Come on,
but that's
come on,
something we
Holy
have
Ghost.
To work on to make it come on down ourselves.
Ah,
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Yes, I
All
enjoyed
right.
that. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Thank
God, pray
Lord.
For us now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. God bless you, Mother Charity. Are we going to Prophetess Glover?
Good evening. Praise the Lord. I just give honor to God as well as, of course, to Pastor Adrian and Mother Ruby here, and then to Minister Democrat and all of those that are listening on the line.
God bless
you. We just
God
thank
bless.
God. Do we thank God for another day, and then also to Minister Democrat for such a wonderful word and a compelling word that you gave. And I was just inspired in listening and you saying no matter God, regardless of what's going on around us and what we see, the
yes,
challenges
God.
Get so great that you will have a prayer life and you will fast. And we
That's
have
right.
to be really compelled to fast and pray. And it just was so inspiring to hear once again. And so may God bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Praise you. God bless
amen,
you.
Amen, amen, amen.
And Sister Sherry out of Virginia.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Praise the Lord. Will
God
you
bless
that?
You. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. This is Cheryl Robinson, and I just want to say that I was just so blessed to hear every analogy that you use with each piece of equipment or the knees, and my soul was just blessed. And
yes,
I just
God.
Want to thank God for being able to be on the line today to hear what you said. It really helped me, and I just want to thank you for spending some time with the Lord in order to get that message, because truly it was from the throne room. And
All
I
right.
just want to thank God for being able to hear it. It just ministered to my spirit. It ministered to my soul. And
mm-hmm.
I just can't get it all out because it did so much for me. And I just want to thank God. I just want to thank God.
Power and humiliation. Watch him work. Watch him work. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in.
Mm.
Okay,
God bless you. Hallelujah.
We're going to Pastor Martin.
Jesus.
Pastor Martin. Okay, we'll try to get back to her. Mother Cannon. Mother Cannon.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
I was a little late tuning in today, but I enjoyed what I heard. It means something to fast and pray.
That's
that
right.
will certainly bring your flesh under control.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
And when he was talking about covering, my mind went back to Job. How that God had a conversation with Job, and
uh-huh.
he wondered where was he going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And then he said, had you consider my servant Job, that there is none like him
yeah.
in all the earth? And do you not know that the devil told him, say, he couldn't touch him because God had him hedged in.
Yeah.
And
That's
the
right.
devil can't
That's
touch
right.
us. He cannot touch us when we are in Jesus. He will cover us. He will protect us. It is just wonderful to know him because
Thank
he's such
Lord.
A great and powerful Savior. You know, I can't, I'm 82 years old now, and I can't get on my knees like I used to, but I can still pray. And I still do pray. Because prayer changes things. It changes people. It changes situations.
Uh-huh.
It's a powerful weapon. When you pray and seek the Lord, and you can ask anything in his name, according to his word, he said he'd do it. So I love him. I thank God for what I did here today, and pray for me in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Mother Cannon. Good seeing you on the line.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord, everyone. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He is worthy to be praised at all times.
Right.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless. Hallelujah. I have
Thank
to give
God.
Him the praise. I give him all the honor because it's all owed to him. I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I tell you, these topics, I'm going to try to pull it together and real quickly.
Yeah.
I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to Minister Democrat. I give honor to all the mothers and each and every one of you that's out there. I just give honor to each and every one of you in your positions and your places. Thank God for this broadcast, New Destiny broadcast. I just thank God for the different subjects, the different topics. I just thank God, Pastor Bernard, because you're on your knees. You're
that's
in
right.
the presence of God because you can hear through these topics each week that God is speaking to you. And the only way we can hear God is we are on our knees, or we are prostrated, or we are in the position of prayer. Hallelujah. And God is speaking to each and every one of us. And the only way we can hear him if we're in the prayer position. So I thank God, Minister, I tell you, every time I hear your word, every time I hear you, your encouragement to me. I thank God that you on the wall, that you are praying, and God is taking you to another place in prayer.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God. I even thank God when you come over to my prayer line and you just such an encouragement to me. And I just thank God that your encouragement on this line and so many places, you do cover the people. So I thank God that God is covering you. And I thank God for all that you do and all that you say and all the things that God is going to have you to do. And I tell you, when you begin to teach and preach, you also say things in the natural. I say he gives us a little history, a little news, a little everything, something and everything. And we need to know different things. So I just thank God for you. I just thank God. And I say to each and everyone out there, keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Because God is doing a new thing, but also we must remain humble as he rises us up. And you have to go down before you can come up. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And so I just thank God this is the season that some people are going up because they've been down on their knees for many years. They've been down in the presence of God. So I thank God for you, Pastor Bernard. I love you. I thank God because you have been in the secret place with God. I thank God you have been on your knees.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we're able to reap the benefits. That's why we're able to hear the blessings. That's why we're able to come together on one accord, because you're in your secret place. You're praying and you're staying humble. And that's why God is exalting you in due season. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad what God is doing in this ministry as well as other ministries. And I say to each and every one of you, I love you. Continue to be encouraged. Stay on your knees. When you pray to God, it's not in vain. Hallelujah.
Right.
And if you're not praying right and some things are not working out right, maybe you need to shift your position, shift your praise, shift your prayer, knowing that God is going to answer, knowing that he's going to move, because he's the same God as yesterday, today, and forevermore. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Keep praising
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Providence. We have quite a few on, and some just came on, so we're going to have to go the way, you know, where they was on. Sister Tiggs.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I am so excited about what God is doing. First, in honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, Mother Ruby, and our speaker today, Liberal Democrat. Oh, man, you laid that down today so beautifully. I just thank God for the messages that's been coming forth, and God is making sure I'm in the right place in the right time to receive what thus said the Lord. So I thank God for humility today. He truly is teaching me how to be humble.
All right.
Season, I see all the things that God has spoken over my life coming to pass. I'm just really excited about the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. That's right. Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister T, you're breaking up. Sister T, you're breaking up.
I love you guys. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Minister Aaron Singleton, we see you. We're going to Pastor Martin, and then we're coming to you. Pastor Martin.
Hello.
Pastor Martin.
God bless you.
God bless you.
To the clergy and to everyone that's on the line, God bless you. I really enjoyed just what you spoke on about humility. You know, the Bible speaks if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us in due season. You know,
yes,
I went to a yesterday where they just came out and put a tag on my door and just cut my water off. Now, when I left out of there, my flesh is telling me that, you know, they wrong for that. You know, flesh talked to you. But then
my Lord.
God will show you how to go in the spirit of humility. When I went down there, first of all, they put a bill on my bill that wasn't my bill. And my flesh is telling me, hey, you need to tell them off. They didn't send you nothing in the mail or nothing like that. But the spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit told me, just pray. Me and Tear got in front of the bill. And we begin to pray. And when we went up in, the lady said she needed a whole 586. But God had told me to bring my money I had saved up. It was $200. I told the woman, I don't have $586. And I began to explain to the woman, I got a bill on my bill. That's not my bill, but I did it in a spirit of humility. And the next thing I know, said, okay, I normally don't do this, but that was God. I had been up in there raising hell and all in my flesh, like the enemy wanted me to be in
my flesh.
My water wouldn't have been on. Amen.
That's right.
But when I had the spirit of humility, she was the manager over the whole office. And she said, and here's my card. She said, if you have any problems, she said, and you're not able to pay on time or something go wrong, she said, you can always give me a call. So she brings favor as well.
Because
I know this ministry was birthed in prayer. It was birthed in humility. Amen.
Yes,
and because it was done in humility, I really believe this is Evangelist Agent Bernard's season. Amen. Her due season.
All right.
And to everyone that's connected to her, when she go up, we all go up. Amen. This has been a blessing. Your word was very powerful about humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. You said, if my people, which I call on my name, shall humble themselves and pray.
Humble themselves. Yes.
Pray. Humble yourself and pray. Come on. Don't act like we super Christians now. Sometimes our flesh wrestle against us, but it's humbling. It's humility when we get down and pray. Like I heard the mother, and she can't always get on her knees and pray, but it's still humility when you pray. Amen.
That's right.
I just want to tell you, that word was deposited in my heart. I was on the freeway riding and listening, still taking care of my business and listening. I want to tell you, that was an awesome word. God bless y'all.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Your gift will make room for you and give you favor. Amen. Before a great man. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
On to Minister Aaron Singleton.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
Praise him. Praise him.
I missed the whole thing. I've been so busy doing certain things, and I decided to get on here. My cousin had texted me to get on, but I had got so busy and got caught up. But what everybody was talking about, what you was teaching about, you know, by praying. And I was just talking to one of my cousins.
Thank God.
Matter of fact, I know him, Dr. Winston Singleton.
Yes, God.
and I was dealing with how the devil been trying to attack me, you know, lately. But when your blessing is right around the corner, it looks like the enemy try to fight you worse, like to think ain't nothing going to come to pass. And what God said he was going to do by fasting and praying, do great things.
That's
like
right.
Brother Cannon was dealing with when she was talking about fasting and praying. I was dealing with when people got sugar diabetes. You know how you got to get your sugar right? You got to get that sugar right for spirit for Jesus Christ.
All right.
You
got to
get your spirit right, level
all
for
right.
Jesus Christ. What you going through, you got to get your life right with God. I'm talking about fasting and praying. Sometimes the flesh don't want to let you, you fast and pray. You want to cut up. And some things you want to let go and let God, but you want to let go before God try to help you. You be trying to let go in the flesh. You don't be trying to go forward. You want to just like, I'm done. I've been in it till I'm through. I can't make ain't nothing happen. I don't care no more. You want to think that attitude, but you can't.
That's
God
right.
God can't lie when he said it was going to come to pass in your life. And when
that's
he's blessing
right.
and me getting on this line and on my cousin's broadcast, his broadcast, it do been helping me out a lot. But I just something just told me to get on, you know.
Amen.
You know, she would text me the message early. Something already told me to get on. But I was, you know, sometimes the flesh you get stubborn. Like, no, I don't want to hear that.
Hey,
I ain't trying to hear nothing
like
that.
I
don't care.
I
ain't trying to hear nothing.
I said, you got to be like a tree. Like a tree. When the terrain and the atmosphere around you get crazy and dry, the roots get deeper. They just start growing automatically, just grow deeper into the ground. And that's what nature teaches us, I was saying. Amen to God. So if a tree knows to do that, if a tree knows when the atmosphere starts getting crazy on the outside, he got to get deep. The Christians, the believers, amen, have to be saying amen. When my situation in my life start to get crazy, that's my key, my cue to get deep. That's when I got to get praying more. I got to get in that word more. I got to start fasting more. Because
yeah.
if that tree does it and survives in the desert, amen, we can do it and be the only one saved wherever we at. Amen.
That's right.
So God bless you.
And what
God.
You What you're saying is true, because that's how my spirit was trying to flesh. Been trying, I mean, I'm allowing some things to happen to me. I'm trying
yes,
to get closer to the Lord, but I'm slacking on some things. And I'm like, Lord, help me. What you not pleased with? What you not happy with? It's the fasting and praying, because when you fast and pray, that's how you get to him. Praying
all
and
right.
fasting, seeking him. For what you know, for what you want to go when you're going through, because the enemy don't want you to see what God got for you. Period. I'm talking about just by praying and fasting. Sometimes we don't want to do that. Like, oh, it don't take all that. Yes, it do take all that.
That's right.
It takes all that more that.
That's right.
But when you fast and pray and seek Him and turn from your wicked ways,
yes,
that's the way you're gonna hear from God. Period. Not
yes,
saying it can't come to pass. It's gonna come to pass. But you, like you said, you gotta have be like these trees that's planted. Because we are fruit. We got, like I said, St. John's around 15. We are you know, the fruit of the tree. We got to be the fruit of the tree of the Lord.
Right.
The fruit, every branch is not of God. You know what I'm saying? If your branch ain't right, you ain't right. So you got to grow some of the leaves off of your branch so you can be right with God, because you got to get right before you do right. So you got to get it right. So that's all I'm just saying. I really appreciate you. You know, I mean, I didn't hear you, but I know you did a powerful job, because everybody's complimenting about what you're saying, and I keep up the good work, and I love y'all.
Well, the Bible say, because of the anointing, amen, the yoke's going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. You watch and see. Amen. I speak victory in your life, even now. Amen. Watch that tree get rooted. Amen. Amen. The atmosphere is changing like that. Amen. Amen. God is just saying, guess what? It's time for your roots to get deeper now, because I got something. Hallelujah. So watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Amen. Let them keep blessing.
Thank you for that confirmation. I needed that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen. You can go back in the archives, Minister Singleton.
Okay.
You know the number. You know how to get in there. If the Lord leads you.
I get with Adrian.
Okay, that'll be fine. You can hear it there. So God bless you, and thanks for tuning in and staying on. Okay, let me see. That's about it. Who else was on? Well, we had about 20 callers. We had Sister Patrice. We haven't seen her in a while. She's been on the broadcast today. Sister Albertine. Who else was that? Brother Marty. Sister Dawn. Quite a few of them dropped off, and then we had one in the chat room. His number was, or whoever it was, 1105. And
yes, God.
Been about 20 or 21 callers so far that I put down. But it's a blessing, Minister Democrat, the Lord always giving you natural than spiritual.
Thank you, Lord.
That's truly a blessing. But you know what the line is, I heard all of that, but you know what, I something came in my spirit and say, and do all that and see about your heart. Is your heart
all right?
And if it's not, then you got a problem. You got a heart right. I'm talking about me now, saints. Not nobody. The word came to me for me. With all of the added that, you know, with the teaching and the preaching and the saying and the natural, then the spirit as the Lord led you. He said, told me, check your heart. Check your
all
heart.
Right. All
so
right.
Your heart be right before I move. Hallelujah.
All right. All
pray
right,
that I get delivered, Lord, deliver me for whatever in your sight. So God
thank
bless you. It just was a blessed word, and it was a time, right on time word. So we're just excited because he told me about this whole heart of mine. Okay, then, Evangelist Bernard?
Yeah, I know you all probably called me early to forgive me. I was in a pocket.
Well, you always said to continue on with the broadcast.
Continue on. I tell you, I didn't know who it was talking, but I was sitting here and I had been up since about 4 something this morning, and I got on the line with Mother Charity, then I crossed over on the line and got on with Pastor Miracle, and then I was up planning for this citywide crusade and the ministry launch here. I tell you, so you know, God, when you, it's just something about the drive that God puts in a person when they're trying to impact lives for the
Hallelujah.
Truth. Not so much to impact and enhance your life, but to walk in humility. You have
yes,
to
God.
And consider your brother above yourself.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, after Bishop Jesse, you all were on the line last week after he, I just got to say this because I'm still in awe at what God is doing in my life.
Yes,
and
God.
Just remembering him prophesying and saying, God gonna blow your mind. And, you know, God had birthed this thing in my spirit last year, and I really wanted to see that first one in North Carolina because I had so many friends in the gospel that God
oh.
expected me with in North Carolina.
My
but,
Lord,
you know,
my Lord.
Our will is not God's will. We
uh-huh.
have a plan, but God have a master plan. God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, and our plan could never be the master plan. God
uh-huh.
was the master plan. And as I begin to, I was even coming down here, moving to New Orleans, I was saying, Lord, what is your plan? I don't want to be in your permissive will. Lord,
uh-huh.
I'm up in age now. I can't miss the mark. I can't err. I can't make no mistakes, Lord. I need to know that this is your perfect will for my life. Ah, glory to God. And I tell you, when I met with Pastor yesterday and Pastor Blake and just was in that meeting and, you know, all the things that I begin to just share and pour out and thinking about Bishop Grant and what he said. But even beyond what he said, see, God will always confirm.
Oh.
He'll always confirm
thank
what
God.
He is in your spirit, what he have talked to you about. And that's why we came, we came back up. That's why we can't lose our sight. That's why we can't become frustrated and disappointed and disoriented. You know,
yes,
when you
God.
Know the voice of God. Hey, you got to stand on that voice. People going to call you silly. I want to say this today, because guess what? They thought Mary was crazy. But Lord preached for 120 years, the Bible says, that it was going to rain. Hallelujah. They didn't
believe.
Hallelujah, Lord. God gave Lord some specific instructions on how to build that ark. He told him the width, the height. He gave him the square footage. He told him how to build that ark. And folks was looking at him like he crazy. Glory to God.
My God.
If you know the voice of God, if you sit in his private, quiet time with God in prayer, you'll know his voice. Because God's voice is not like man.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Jesus. And I tell you today, after this man of God
taught
this lesson today on the power of humility, I am in awe of how God will bless his people. It's amazing he went to 2 Chronicles 7:14, because we quote that scripture all the time, but we ain't praying. Hallelujah. We're not humbling ourselves. Amen. What else going on? Oh, baby, but this is a season where the Lord says, come back. I'm waiting on you all to come back. I'm waiting on you all to lay prostrate. I heard Mother Taylor, she can't get on her knees like she used to because she's got enough in age. And as you get up in age, your bones, the density in your bones, it changes. Amen. I look at my mother, 77 years old, and she used to always keep her air conditioner on. Now she wants a heat on because she's cold. So that just has to do with Mother Nature. That just has to do with the process of aging. Oh, but I know Mother Cannon can lay prostrate. I know she could sit up straight and call on the name of Jesus. Prayer still works, baby.
Yeah,
and I tell you what, you can't be a person of prayer and not walk in humility. Amen, because prayer calls you to humble yourself. Prayer calls you to make some changes in your life. I heard Pastor Martin, what she say. She didn't go up in there and cut up, but she went in the spirit of humility. Amen, and God worked it out for you. God will give you favor. Amen, but he's not going to give you favor if you won't humble yourself.
Hallelujah,
if you don't communicate with him, if you don't talk to him, God, this man has preached this, and I love this man of God because he has a gift. He has a gift for teaching. He has a gift of exhorting. He has a gift of expounding. He can break that. God just used everyday natural experiences and things of life for him to bring the message into full view. There's no way we could err when God gives you an applicable description of what he's talking about. And that's what Jesus did.
Jesus taught
the people in parables. He took the natural things, hallelujah, and he taught the people about how to walk in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. So when Liberal Democrat began to talk about that nail in the post office and the UPS and how, you know, you got to deal with these packages and what have you, it is so true. Hallelujah. You have to bear these weights. The Bible said, lay aside every weight. Hallelujah, people of God. It's time to draw near to God. Let me tell y'all this. I'm going to give you all this, and then I'm going to give it back to the man of God, and he can close us on out with prayer. I tell you, and this really, it may not seem like nothing to somebody else, but to me, the Lord was saying, I'm going to establish you the same way. So you ain't going to have to, you're not going to have to work as hard as you think. He said, I'm going to bring people in your midst every day, and you're going to be able to witness to them. I was riding, my mother lived on General Taylor Street, and I was riding towards Claiborne. I was riding north on her street. And it's a funny thing because the church I went to, Pastor Holden's church, Bolden's church, last night, they had a extreme faith encounter service, and Pastor Robert C. Blake Jr., he was the speaker. And anyway, earlier in the day, I was driving down that same street, and their church sit on the corner of General Taylor and Broad Street. So I was riding down that street, heading somewhere, and I saw these two young men walking. And I pulled on the side. General Taylor Street is a one-way street heading north. Amen. And so I pulled on the side, and I told the young men, I gave them my card. I didn't have the little I didn't have the information about the radio broadcast, but I had my business card, and I began to tell them. I said, "You all need to come to this meeting tonight." I said, "Right here, about 8 or 9 blocks away from where you are on General Taylor and Broad Street." And so one of the young men said, "Well, you know, my uncle is a pastor." He said, "But you know what? I play the drums and I play the piano and I do the piano." I said, "What? Well, I'm gonna need you." So I told him, I said, "Now, if you all want to come, I'll pick you up." And so I said, "Give me a call. That's my phone number on that card." So when I got ready to go back that evening, I had asked my granddaughter to go with me, Darielle, and I know that was a honey, you know God moving. She went to church with me last night. So she said, "Well, Grand, I'm going to follow you, because if it holds too long, I could just go about my business. I don't have to be waiting around for you." So she was behind me. So when I went back down that street headed to the church, I saw one of the young men, and I said, "Well, where's the other young man that said his father is a preacher and everything?" He said, "Oh, he just went around the corner." I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, I'm heading to service." He said, "Well, guess what? I ain't worried about him." He said, "I'm coming." Hallelujah.
All right.
So I told that young man, I said, "Now, get in the car right behind me." I said, "That's my granddaughter." I said, "Get in the car with her. She's following me to the church." I said, "Because my front seat had a lot of stuff in it and everything. I didn't want the man to sit in the back seat." So anyway, we proceeded on down the street and got to the church, and Bishop Blake was preaching on extreme faith. I mean, it was a powerful message. And after that, he began to call out some people in the audience and began to prophesy to him. So the young man was sitting right in front of me on the end, and he had on a black vest, and Bishop Blake called him out. And he said, "Stand up, young man." And then I put my hand on Bishop Blake, saying, "You know him?" And I said, "Yeah." I began to tell Bishop Blake how I met him. And he said, "Well, you know what? It ain't no coincidence you here tonight." He began to prophesy to that young man. So when we dropped him off after church, he said, "Now, I'm coming back Sunday. I'm going to come back to this church for 11:30. I said, "Well, I won't be here at this church Sunday." I said, "But I'm going to be at Pastor Blake's church for 7:30 in the morning." He said, "Well, guess what? Here's my number." He gave me his number and everything. He said, "I got your call." He said, "Come get me. I'm going to the 7:30 service with you."
All right.
And as I begin to just think about God, I said, Lord, I bless you, I bless you. Then I had met another lady early in the beauty supply place, and I talked with her and her daughter, and they knew the a path and everything, and I was just giving out. Then I had my radio broadcast flyers, and I started passing them out. I said, Lord, I need a team of intercessors in this city. And somebody
yes,
had all
God.
Prophesied, Minister Democrat, that my ministry here was going to be built upon prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
It said, your ministry there in that city, God going to build it upon prayer. He going to build
right.
it upon prayer. And as I thought about that this morning, the Lord began to show me men. Amen. God began to show me men. Amen. And I said, Lord, well, hallelujah, if that's what it's going to be, so be it. He said, you're going to have more men in your ministry than women. The Lord told me, he said, that's what you're going to be able to impact young men in this city and young women also. So I tell you, God is on the move. He's up to something, and this is nothing to make my name great. I'm not looking to make my name great. I'm looking to make God greater and bigger in my life. And I'm looking to tell somebody every day that if God did it for me, because guess what? Some people don't even know my testimony. They don't know
my testimony.
If I told some people on this line today my testimony, it'll blow their minds. I'm telling you. And I'm only led to share it when God leads me to share it. Amen.
Yes, God.
But I got a powerful testimony. I can go into the inner city. I know every nook and cranny in this city. Amen. Because when I was here, I was out there in the street tussling. Amen. I knew where to go. Hey, amen. I knew some Pastor Blake said, you know more about this city, know how to get around this city better than me. I said, yeah, I was here 30 years. He said, I've been here all my life. I said, well, I was here 30 years, but I was going to go on the wrong thing. Well, but how many know God? When God has a calling on your life, God will change and alter your destiny for his purposes. Not yours, for his purposes. So I'm just humble, people, and I tell you, just thinking about this broadcast and Sister Ruby being so faithful and at the switchboard, my laptop went out on me. But, you know, even in the midst of that, one of the supporters that come on this line text me and say, hey, a text me and ain't said nothing. Say, I just sent you a MoneyGram and left the MoneyGram number. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Sent me some. That was about 2 o'clock, about an hour before I got on this broadcast. And I was saying, Lord, I need a laptop. I'm not going to let the devil cripple me in this city. I need nothing to work with. Hallelujah. And when I seen that, I got some joy. I said, Lord, you are a provider. You are a way maker. Hallelujah. God will answer your petition and your request before you even put it before him.
All right.
He's looking at your heart. God looks at your heart. Hallelujah. And he knows if you humble. He knows if you're trying to work on humility. He knows when you're trying to deny his flesh. He knows when you're turning the other cheek. He knows when people are lying and ostracizing and criticizing. Don't you know God knows when folks put their mouth on you? Hallelujah. But I heard him say it in his word. He said when the enemy comes in like a flood. Hallelujah. When you God is making ways for you, baby. Amen.
Right,
he's raising up a standard against the enemy. He'll put a hedge of protection, as Liberal Democrat said and Mother Candace said. He'll put a hedge of protection around
you.
Can't nobody penetrate. Amen, baby, because God's wall is strong. throne. Nobody can penetrate it. Word of God. I thank God for this man of God. He has been a blessing to this ministry. He has been a blessing to the people of God. And all of you, I tell you, you all don't know how much you mean to me. I didn't know this radio broadcast would catapult me in this ministry to another. I didn't know. But one thing about God, he honors your faithfulness. Amen. That song that we play is working. William Murphy said, I may not have always been perfect, but he said, I sure been faithful.
That's right.
I haven't been perfect, but I've been faithful. We've been on this line 2.5 years. I tell you, and I take my hats off to Sister Ruby. Do you know, I got to say this, Sister Ruby, she don't like you to give her no accolades. But Sister Ruby told me when I first launched this ministry, she said the Lord told her to pay this subscription for a year.
My Lord.
How long we've been on this broadcast? Almost 2.5 years, and she ain't never missed a month. Sometimes she paid in advance. Sister Ruby, she don't want no praises. She don't want no honor and glory. But I had to say that because sometimes God wants to let you know that he haven't forgot your labor, love. Sister Ruby, faithfully every month.
Two and a half years
almost. Do you know how much seed that is?
Thank you, Jesus.
The man of God sing the song. He got seeds in the ground. And that's why God leans in your direction, baby. That's why Sister Ruby is retired. She could get on that switchboard, honey, and guess what? Be ready 30 minutes in advance. She retired. Amen. She ain't got the labor for no money anymore. She don't have to go punch a time clock anymore. She could sit back in her home and relax. I tell her sometimes, Sister Ruby, you going to bed this early? She said, guess what? I ain't got nothing else to do, baby. I ran and I worked and I labored. She said, I need a snack in my house. You see, is on the stove. She said, I'm on God's time now. Amen. She said, I ain't got to go out and pull out no more buses to drive and do no more shifts. Do you know that's a blessing? Do you know, Ruby, God have not forgotten your labor, love? Oh, and she done sold so much of other stuff, honey. It'll take me a whole nother broadcast to discuss it. Now, I won't discuss it because that's her business. But I just wanted you all to know on this line, every one of you all, those that came in late in the year, those that came at the beginning, Sister T, you know, been with us from the inception of this book. I'm like... Oh, you know, the scriptures say that God will open up a window of heaven and pull you out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. I don't even know how to receive all that God is doing in my life. But I'm actually...
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
With a humble spirit. Don't let me get pride. Don't let me get lifted up. Don't let me get ugly and nasty where I don't consider people anymore. Hallelujah, I'm so low for Christ. I don't have nowhere else to go. The saints of my friends, the saints of my family.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
I thank each and every one of you all from the bottom of my heart. Hallelujah, if it wasn't for the prayers of the saints, I wouldn't even made it here to New Orleans. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God forgive me. I am the weeping prophet. Ah, Jesus. God's been so good to me.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm going to give it back over to our speaker. I thank God for this man of God. You know, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's going to love you. People that's going to support you. People that's going to cherish you, Mother Cannon. She introduced Mother Charity to this line. Minister Aaron F. brought people on this line. Oh, God, Sister Albertine. And I want you all to continue to pray for Dorothy Scream. She introduced Sister Albertine and Sister Tammy to this line. Sister Donna been with me from the inception. Donna Shaw, she ain't on here every day. Sister Patricia. Oh, God, I tell you, y'all have blessed me. I tell you, Jesus, I wish I could have all y'all in one place.
And hallelujah.
Oh, you know how much I love and appreciate you all. Prophetess Darlene, introduced to this line by Prophetess Barbara Teal. Oh, God.
Yes, God.
I don't know. My sister Dawn been with me from the inception.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Amen. The worst is behind you and the best is in front of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is doing the thing. Hallelujah.
Man.
I bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
I think it's Pastor Miracle, and I'm open line for a minute. I think it's her. She's been on before. Pastor Miracle. Pastor Miracle.
Amen.
We just...
yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. I had called in early and a call dropped and then a call back, but just definitely blessed today, blessed by the broadcast, and thanking God for this ministry, thanking God always for Evangelist Bernard, Mr. Ruby, Sister Ruby, Minister Democrat. I mean, all of you, everybody that's connected to this ministry, just thanking God and definitely supporting, hallelujah, keeping the work lifted up in prayer, and of course, financial support is on the way, but we just thank God for you all, and I'm excited about being connected. Amen.
All right, Holy Ghost. Amen, yep. Amen, amen. What the Bible said, there's power in humility. Amen, amen. God doing a thing. One thing is, like, what he say, amen to God, while you're waiting for God to open up a door, shout in the hallway, because God going to do it. Amen. He going to do it. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. One thing I learned from being on this line, God is answering prayer. You got some praying folk on this line. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to ask, amen to God, that, amen, we come on back tomorrow. Amen to God. Tomorrow we're going to be, amen, amen, holding up the woman of God. We're going to, amen, give her a covering, give her a blessing. Amen. Asking all the pastors, the bishops, the elders, the, amen, the exhortators who've been calling into the line, amen, to call back in tomorrow. Amen. It's going to be like a special service. Amen, God. We're going to cover the woman of God. Amen, to God, that God will just do a thing while she's on this new place. Because New Destiny Ministry is more than, amen, an idea. Amen. But it's a living thing, right? Amen to God. Amen. The Bible says, amen, you're going to be my living epistles. Amen. Amen. Written and known of all men. So, amen to God. We are the Bibles. Amen. That people of God say. And one thing about the Old Testament, amen, they took the church with them everywhere they went. If they was at the job, amen. If they was, amen to God, going visiting, wherever they was at, amen, they took that tabernacle. Amen. So we're going to cover the woman of God tomorrow. So come on back tomorrow. Amen. Even if you can't call in for the whole service, amen. Amen. If you just got calling and say, amen to God, I thank God, amen to God, for the service. And what I've been calling in for 2 years, I've been calling in for a month. Amen. Just call in, amen to God, and amen. Give your blessing, amen to God. Amen. What the service has done for you over the years, amen to God, because she's on new ground now, not only on the radio broadcast, but now, amen to God, the Lord is blessing her to get a building. Amen, in New Orleans. So we're going to pray for that, and she's going to do a crusade. So that's a lot of covering, y'all. We're going to have to cover because the devil don't like that, right? Amen. So when you get new territory, you got to get rooted. Amen. So we're going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to cover the woman of God. Amen. And God will, amen, God do a thing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to throw these dates out to you, all those that will make the sacrifice. You got about 5 months. We're going to be doing this citywide crusade and also launching our ministry here in New Orleans. And I tell them, we already have the venue. God, this is blessed, I tell you. So mark your calendars for September the 4th through the 6th. We're going to have the Citywide Crusade and the Ministry Lodge Conference. It's going to be 3 days here in September. It's still going to be a little warm, but it'll be even cooled off a little bit, so you all don't have to worry about the humidity here. But I tell you, it would just bless me to see our listeners that support this broadcast come down here to this city and help celebrate this ministry launch and what the Lord is going to do here in this city. Now, that don't mean that God ain't already moving in this city. Please, I want to put that out there, because there are some men and women of God that is impacting souls for the kingdom. Amen. But many know that sometimes God has people assigned just for you.
All right.
But sometimes I may can reach somebody that you could never reach.
That's right.
Because our testimonies are different.
Uh-huh.
Our experiences are different. Yes, we can still witness, but somebody might be scared to go on Washington Avenue. Because they've lived in the suburbs all their life. They ain't never lived around no project. They ain't never lived in the project. So you don't even know how to communicate with these people. But see, I lived in those areas. I went to school in those areas. So I can go on Washington Avenue and drive in a Benz, and I ain't got to be fearful of my life. Not be fearful of my life. Because guess what? Some of those people I grew up with, I can see people that are still alive that I've gone to school with and I lived in neighborhoods with. I can see them coming in by droves. Hallelujah. Because some of them know my story. And I know they're coming to see, is this girl really living holy? Or is she like some of the other ones? You know, just
my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
For the glory. I'm in it for the glory. But I'm in it for the glory of God, not the glory of self. That's what sets me aside from others. So I tell you, I'd like to see you all down here, Pastor Beatrice, Sister T, even Sister Ruby. I said, Sister Ruby, honey, you got to come to this city. That Sister Ruby don't go too far, but she can take her on vacation, amen, and come down here and hit some, knock some doors, because Sister Ruby is a soul winner.
All right.
Mother Cannon, honey, she is a soul winner. Aaron, now we got some powerful witnesses. We got a powerful witness team right on this broadcast.
Thank you, Lord.
Intercessory team right on this brook. I'm looking for Prophetess Darlene to be in this city. So I'm serving y'all advance notice today. Mark your calendars, because all roads lead to New Orleans, Louisiana. And I tell you, I can be like a Bishop Jesse Young. I'm going to put my reputation on the line. Some souls going to go down and be baptized. Some men going to be restored. Hallelujah. I know God going to do it. Amen. God is going to do this thing. Amen. All we got to do is stay faithful. All we got to do is ask y'all to continue to stay on the wall and pray. Mother Charity on the line every day, Monday to 6 days a week. Sister Darlene on 3 days a week. Amen. Pastor Miracle on 5 or 6 days a week. Hey, glory to God, Pastor Hamilton. We got a mighty army right here on this line.
All right.
Whoa, when you think about it, the Bible says one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a fight. So we got over 30-some-odd faithful people that come on this line, and they are prayer warriors. They are intercessors. They are soul winners. Woo, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, have mercy. Let me stop because I feel this thing today. I'm a Democrat. You done preach me happy today.
Hey, go
I took me a little nap. I probably dozed off about 5 or 8 minutes, but guess what? That's all right. I heard that word, I tell you that. And I
all
know
right.
I can go back in this archives after I go get me a new laptop. I'm going to get me a new laptop. Amen.
All right.
Man, I'm going to get one, baby. I don't care. You don't almost shut up.
Well, she claimed that.
Baby, I'm going too far. Turn back now. So God bless you all. We won't hold you any longer. We're going to turn it back over to Sister Ruby. Thank God for the man of God and that powerful, awesome word. I tell you, you all can go to YouTube and download these messages. Amen. You can also listen to them on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and hear. And if you're on Facebook, amen, click on my page, New Destiny Ministries page, and you can click on and listen to the messages on there also. Amen. So we thank God for you all. We appreciate you. Keep on praying for us. God is moving in a miraculous way. Amen. And how many know it don't take God all day to perform his promise? His promises are sure. I don't know.
All right.
Amen. Yeah. So God bless you, man of God. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome word today.
Sister
Ruby,
God be the glory. Minister
Democrat, you
want
to close us out?
Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, even now, God. Lord, we thank you, God, praying that this word fell on good ground. Amen, amen, that there will be power in humility when they hang up this phone, God. Amen, that there be no backlash and no retaliation. God, cover every soul that's listening now and those that's going to listen later in the archives, God. Go with them, God, now by power and by might, but by your spirit, make this message be a difference in their life. We speak this in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Cover our pastors. Cover our leaders. Cover
yes,
our
God.
Mothers. We got two faithful mothers on this line, Mother Cannon and Mother Charity. And some of you all call Mother Ruby. I call
all
her.
All right.
I don't know if she likes the title mother, but she's still a mother. But we appreciate you all. I tell you, thank God for your faithfulness. Look for your reward. Don't look for it in heaven. You know you're going to get that. But look for God to do some things right here on earth. Look for your family's lives to change. Look for your those that you fellowship with in the body. Look and expect change. God is going to do it.
Hallelujah.
God is going to do it. Amen. I'm here with my granddaughter, Dara. She went to church with me last night, y'all. Keep her in your prayers. God going to do something for her right here in this city.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God for Mother Ruby. Amen to God for covering my phone. Hallelujah. Amen. Praying changes things. Amen. I know you've been praying, woman of God. Hey, God.
That's my joke there.
Good to be here.
Okay, God bless. We're going to close out with Evangeline Bernard just done took her song, and she say this is going on in the... When we come on and when we close out, about that seat. So here we go. It's working.
All right now.
I know he's evil. I've got to see ground that is blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I
this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Feel good,
yeah,
but it's working.
For my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is
working
together
for my good.
Sing it again. Everything is
working
together
for my good.
I want you to say this tonight, real simple. Say it.
Closing out. See you tomorrow for the celebration, I imagine. God bless.